We were up to the very bottom of Daf Tes Amud Beis. Today's Daf is Daf Yud. And we were all the way at the very bottom. The Gemara is discussing the question, how do we know that Kmitza has to be done by the right hand? The Mishnah said, Kamatz b'smol, if a Kohen puts his left hand into the bowl with the flour and oil and takes out the fistful, if he does it with his left, it's no good, it's pasul. So how do we know? So the Gemara said it's because the pasuk says in regards to the service of Aaron, Vayakrev es ha-mincha vayemalei chapo mimena. He brought the mincha and he lifted his palm, he filled his palm with it. In other words, he took a kemitza. So chapo, what is kapo? So in regards to a mitzora, it says v'lakach ha-kohen milog ha-shem and v'yatzak al-kaf ha-kohen ha-smalis. So therefore there it says kaf smalis, that implies everywhere else. Kaf means kaf yamanis. It means a male, it means a right palm. So the Gemara said, but maybe you need that for itself. So the Gemara said, it says it again. Well, maybe the fact that it said it again is to tell me really that you don't need the left. Miut achar miut. The Gemara said, well, then it actually says it a third time. So the Gemara said, well, maybe the fact that it says it a third time is to teach me that all over wherever it says kaf, it means left. So actually, it says it a fourth time. It said, and that's where we're up to, at the very bottom here on Testament Beis. Ksiv trei ba'aniu, trei ba'ashir. It says it twice, two about the Mitzora who's poor, kaf smalis, and two about the Mitzora who's rich. So clearly it's to teach me that all over, kaf is not left, it's only right. Amar le Rab Yirmiya le Rab Zera. So we're at the second to last line, in the middle of the line on Testament Beis. Rab Yirmiya said to Rab Zera, if you're saying that in regards to a mitzora, the fact that it keeps saying smalis, smalis, the left, each is to teach me something. So now, what about the following? It says in regards to a mitzora that the oil is placed al bohen yado hayamanis, on his right thumb, val bohen raglo hayamanis, and on the right toe thumb. Dichsev, that it's written about a mitzora. Lamali, why does the Torah have to repeat there again, yamanis and yamanis? Answers the Gemara, because after all, we already have a pasuk that the blood of the asham goes on these spots, so why repeat again that the oil of the log shaman says again that it has to go on the right thumb and the right finger? So the answer to Bzeira, Chad, one pasuk is Lahach Shir Tzad. The fact that it keeps saying put the oil on the right thumb is to say it doesn't have to be on this part of the thumb, it can be on the side of the thumb. The side is also considered the thumb. The Chad, Lifsol Tzidei Tzadim. But the other one, where it says on the right thumb, it's the same, but it has to be on the thumb of the side, but not beneath, not underneath the thumb. So then Rabbi Yirmiya said, okay, that's about the oil. What about the blood? Al Dam Ha'asham. It says you put the oil, place the oil on top of the blood of the asham that had already been placed on the mitzora. It says there, Al Makom Dam Ha'asham. And it says, in regards to a mitzora who's poor, on the place where the blood of the asham went. Lamai asu. What's that going to teach us? To teach me that you put the oil on the blood, we could have had already one pasuk. Why do we need to have two? So Reb Zera answers again. Hani tzrichi, these two psukim that the oil is placed on top of where the blood had been placed are needed. Ikaze rachman al dama asham. If the Torah would have only said on the blood of the asham, have mina isay in. The only time you can put oil is if the blood is still there. So if the oil is placed on blood that is extant, the blood that's existent, then you are purifying the mitzvah. But it's kaneach lo. But if the blood somehow had been cleaned off of the thumb, then you can't put oil on it. That's why kasa rachmana al makam, on the place where the blood went, even though right now there is no blood there. Because of Rahman al-Makam, and if the Hashem would have said you put the oil on the place where the blood had been placed, have Aminu thought, Dafka niskaneach. Then you put the oil in particular in a place where the blood is cleaned off. Because why did Torah say the place of? Should have said place the oil on the blood. Why did it say place the oil on the place of the blood? It means that not that there's blood there now. The blood was cleaned off. I would have thought that only when the blood is cleaned off, you then put oil there. Avul isay, but if the blood is still there, emav lechatzitza, I would think that then you can't put the oil on where the blood is, because there is a barrier between the oil and the skin. The blood. Kamashmalan, that's when you need a second pasuk. Al dama asham. That the blood to purify the the oil to purify the mitzorah is placed on top of the same spot where the blood of the mitzorah had been placed. And that's why it says you put it al dama asham on the blood of the asham. We do learn a lot from mitzorah, right? Right.
Rabbi, I've been trying to wear things from the right first and left.
Oh, nice.
It's very hard.
Hard to teach an old dog new tricks.
Put the cigar in the right.
I can't.
Even for making a bracha, they put it in the right.
Exactly. Exactly. So this is all from this Gemara, because the Gemara says that the service in the Beis HaMikdash was with the right. That's why we have so many laws of emphasizing the right. Amar Rava, Rava said, still in regards to Mitzorah, Me'achar Dichtiv, once the Pasuk says that the oil is placed, Al Dama Asham, where you had first placed the blood of the Asham, and then it said again, Al Makoma Asham, the place where the Asham is, Uksiv Yemanis Bidam, it also says you put this blood of the Asham on the right thumb, as it says, Albon Yadoim Anis, Albon Ragloim Anis. So now, Uksivi B'Shem and Mitzorah Asher V'Anon Lameli. So why again does it repeat in regards to the oil, that the oil is on the right thumb, the oil is on the right thumb, foot of the foot? Just say the oil should be on the place of the blood. And you do say that the oil is on the place of the blood. And the blood also had already said that it's on the right. Elama Rava. So therefore Rava said the source for the fact that kemitza, that a fistful taken out of the mincha, so you don't with the right hand, is actually from these psukim. The fact that it said here, put on the right hand, yad yad l'kemitza. The fact that it said here, Al Yado Hayamanis, that's to create a Gzeira Shava, Yad, here it says Yado, and it says in regards to Kmitza, Yad, a hand, so here it says Yamanis, to tell me that Kmitza's hand has to be Yamanis. Now even though Kmitza doesn't use the word Yad, he uses the word Chapo, Vayamalei Chapo, he's going to fill his, Vimalei Chapo, he's going to fill his palm. But we've seen before that in regards to Gzeira Shava, sometimes it's not literally the same word, but it's the same meaning. The Shava Kohen Uva Kohen. It's the same concept. Since it's the same concept of a hand, it means the right hand. And why did it say here, Regel Yemanis, in regards to the oil of Mitzorah, once it already said that the oil of Mitzorah is placed on top of where the blood had been placed, and it said about the blood, that the blood is on Regel Yemanis. It's also for Gzeira Shava, Regel, Regel Lechalitza. It says here, Regel Yemanis. It says in regards to a woman who needs to be freed from her brother-in-law. Her husband died without leaving any children. She doesn't want to marry the brother-in-law, so the brother-in-law has to do the process of chalitza, to free her, marry anyone. So he has to take off her shoe. So that shoe has to be on the right foot. How do we know right foot? Because it says there regel. It says here regel yumanis. That's why it has to be the right foot. And why did it say here about the oil, that it goes on the right earlobe of the mitzorah? Ozen, ozen is for gzeira shava also, l'ritzia, that when an Eved Ivri decides he wants to stay after 6 years, and the Torah says, take him to the doorway, make a hole in his ear, where in his ear, which ear, the right ear, the left ear? It's the right ear.
Rabbi, these repetitions that they say, is that like giving you an indication that it's very important?
Maybe.
Not to forget.
That could be also. That's true.
Yeah.
So now, according to this idea of Rava, smallest lemai asa. So why does the Torah say that the oil is put into the hand of the left hand of the Kohen, and then he dips his fingers into the oil to throw it, dips his right finger into the oil to put it onto the right finger of the right thumb of the Mitzorah. Why did I have to say again the left palm? Again, it's repeated. It says it once about the process of purifying a poor Mitzorah, and it says it about the process of purifying a rich Mitzorah. So once it said that you're going to need to use the left palm of the Kohen to hold the oil for one, for the poor, why do you have to repeat it with the rich? According to Rava, you don't need a the repetitions are always then used for Gzeira Shava. So Amar Rav Shisha B'Rei Rav Idi, Rav Shisha the son of Rav Idi answered, that's to tell you, Lifsol Yamin de Kohen b'mitzora. That's to say that the Kohen cannot put the oil into his right hand and then to take from it. Shalot Tomar, don't say, Mabamakum Shalonis Rabismo. Look, in all these places you can't use left. Let's say service in the Beis HaMikdash. Nisrabi Yamin, you could use the right hand. B'makom shenis rab is small. In regards to where the Torah says you can have the left hand doing something, let's say holding the oil of the Kohen, that he's then going to put onto the Mitzorah. Eino din shenis rab yamin. Certainly he could do it on the right. That's what the Pasuk has to say, the left, that it can't be done on the right. V'idach, and the second time that it repeats this, that the oil is put into the left palm, smallis. V'yad, v'regel yamanis ta'ani, and the fact that it said that the oil is then put onto the right hand and the right foot of a poor Mitzorah. L'mayasa, what's that to teach us for? Answer the Gemara, look at the Tana, Debei Rabbi Yishmael. That's from what we learned based on the Brice and the Yeshiva Rabbi Yishmael. That's what Baruch was saying. Kol Parsha Shenamra V'Nishnis. Whenever you have a law that's then repeated, Lo Nishnis El Bishvil Davar Shenes Chadish Ba. Hashem repeats it in order to teach us something new. So here too, really Hashem is repeating the laws of how to purify a Mitzorah because there's a little bit of a change. One Mitzorah has one set of Karbanos if he's wealthy. If he's poor, he brings a different set of Karbanos. So because there's a change, the whole thing gets repeated just for the sake of this one change. But there's nothing to be learned from the second time that it says it according to Rava.
The just same thing in the Ten Commandments, the Torah.
There's a little bit of a change. Yep. That's right, in Voyaschanan. Okay, so now, learning some more about right and left. I'm a Rabbi Bar Chana, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Bar Chana quotes Rish Lakish, and he says like this, Kol makom shenemra etzba ukuhuna, if the Torah is going to say both finger as well as kahuna, then eino el yamin. That means it has to be the right finger. So we thought that what Rabbi Bar Chana meant is etzba ukuhuna, but inan, that if there's a section of Torah of law that mentions both finger and priesthood, then it has to be the right kiddushiv. So an example of that would be in regards to the Karban Chatas. The Torah says, V'lakach ha-kohen midam ha-chatas be'etzba'o. The Kohen is to take from the blood of the Chatas with his finger and smear the finger on the corners of the Mizbeach. So it says here, ha-kohen, the Kohen, and it says, be'etzba'o. We have the word ha-kohen and the word finger. It has to be the right finger. What's the source? The Gamarmi Mitzorah. We're learning from a Mitzorah who's rich. The Chsiv, it says there, V'taval HaKohen, as Etzba'o HaYimanis. The Kohen will dip his right finger. So therefore, it says there, Kohen and Etzba, and then it goes on to say Yimanis. So that teaches me that here too, it has to be Yimanis. Marissa, 1 second. Hare Kemitza, but what about the law? Oh, good morning, welcome. What about the law of Kmitza? Delok Sivbe Ela Kahuna. The Torah doesn't say in regards to Kmitza Etzba. It just says Kahuna. With time we learned, our Mishnah, Kamatz B'Smol Pasul, that if he takes the fistful with the left, it is no good. Amar Rava, Rava said, what he means is, O Etzba, O Kahuna. What Rish Lakish meant was, if a verse says either finger or Kahuna, it means the right. Amalei Abaye, Abaye said to Rava, Hare holacha sevarim lakevesh. But what about carrying the pieces of a carbon ola to the ramp? And then the pieces are going to be salted and thrown into the fires. So carrying the pieces of the animal to the ramp, d'chsiv be kohuna. There the Torah uses the word kohuna. D'chsiv, as it says, v'ikra v'akohen es hakol mizbecha. The Kohen is going to bring everything close to the mizbeach. V'amar marzo halacha sevarim lakevesh. And that means carrying the pieces to the ramp. Utznat. And we learned in a Mishnah that some of it can be done with the left. Haregel shel yamin b'smol. The right foot would be carried with the left arm. Ubeis or lachutz. And he would carry it in such a way where the skin is turned to the outside. So you see, even though it says hikriva kohen, it's done by the left. And you just said either kohen or etzba means the right. Answer the Gemara, ki aminan o etzba o kuhuna. When do we say that either finger or kohen means it has to be the right? B'davar ma'akiv kapara, those activities that are needed to create the atonement, namely the slaughtering, the catching the blood, the walking the blood, the throwing the blood. But once the blood is thrown, the atonement is already achieved. The burning of the pieces of the ola is not needed for atonement. So that's why it can be done even by the left. Asks the Gemara, is that so? Varei Kabbalah, what about catching the blood? Davar Ma'akiv Kaparahu, we need it to create the atonement. The Kasaba Kahuna, the Torah says the word Kohen about it. The Ksevi Krivo B'nei Aaron Akohanim Es Adam. And the sons of Aaron, the Kohanim, will bring the blood. And we've learned, Zo Kabbalah Sadam. That means we're actually to catch the blood, not to walk the blood. It's not, when they did a Mishnah, Kibo B'smol Pasol. If you catch it with the left, it's no good. But Rabbi Shimon, Ma'akshu, Rabbi Shimon says it's kosher. You just said Rish Lakish or wherever the Torah says either etzba or kahuna in regards to an act that's needed for atonement. It has to be the right. I, Rabbi Shimon, says that the catching of the blood can be with the left. So Gemara says, okay, Rabbi Shimon Kamarta, you're challenging Rish Lakish from Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Tarti, but Rabbi Shimon holds it when it says kahuna and etzba, it means right. But we don't necessarily agree with Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shlakish was talking about the view of the Chachamim. Asks the Gemara, mi boy Rabbi Shimon Tarti, does Rabbi Shimon think that only where the Torah says both Etzba and Kohen, then it means the right? V'atayin we looked in a brayis, Rabbi Shimon says, kol makom shenemra yad, ein ol yamin. Wherever the Torah says yad, it means the right. Wherever the Torah says Etzba, ein ol yamin. So you see that according to Rabbi Shimon, just Etzba is already right. You don't need both Etzba and Kohuna. So Gemara says, okay, etzba, finger alone is right. You don't have to have finger plus kahuna for it to be right. However, kahuna, but the fact that it said kohen doesn't mean right. It still would mean baya etzba, would still need to have a pasuk saying finger for it to mean the right. Ela kohen lamalik. So now, if according to Rabbi Shimon, you could catch the blood with the left, so then why did the Torah say the word kohen? Not to teach me the right. So what is it to teach me? Why did it say Kohen? B'ikribo HaKohen. Answers the Gemara, b'kihu no. It means he has to be a full Kohen. And as we've learned in Masech Tzvachim, there's Mancha B'gdeyam Aleyam, Kuhunasam Aleyam. When they're wearing the garments, that's when they have the full status. He has to catch the blood when wearing the Big Day Kohuna. If he wasn't wearing Big Day Kohuna, he doesn't have the full sanctity of a Kohen, then he can't do the service.
They must have the uniform on.
Yeah, the service would be puzzle if he caught the blood while not wearing Big Day Kahuna.
Rabbi, when he dips the finger.
What's that? One second.
If he had a partial wound, like a partial cut or something. I mean, not a partial, a temporary Balmum.
Also would disqualify, but that's a different issue. Here we're saying, B'kihuna alav, when he has his kahuna upon him, when he's wearing his garments. That's why it said, B'kivo HaKohen. So we're saying like this. So far, we're saying that, according to Rish Lakish, we began by thinking that Rish Lakish meant wherever the Torah uses the word Kohen and it uses the word Etzba, then it means it has to be the right. We said, no, it's not true. It's either Kohen or Etzba. But according to Rabbi Shimon, it's actually Etzba, but not Kohen. The word Etzba would mean the right, but the word Kohen by itself would not mean the right. The word Kohen by itself would mean Big Day Kohuna. He has to be wearing the garments of Kohen. Ask the Gemara, Vareiz Rika, but what about throwing the blood onto the altar? To lo ksiv be'ela kohuna, according to Rabbi Shimon, what's he going to do? In regards to Zrika, it only says kohanim. The verse says, v'zarku b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim es damu al ha-mizbeach. The Torah doesn't say with their fingers or with their hand. Utsan, everybody knows the Mishnah says, Ark the small pasul, if the blood is thrown with the left hand, it's no good. Below polygrip Shimon, Rib Shimon doesn't argue. Ah, you said that according to Rabbi Shimon, wherever it says kahuna, doesn't just mean the right. Amar Abaya, Abaya answered, you know what? It's not that Rabbi Shimon doesn't argue. Polygrip Braisa, there's a Braisa, Rabbi Shimon does argue. The Tani will live in a Braisa. Kibel the small pasul. If the Kohen catches the blood with his left hand, he disqualified the carbon. Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and Machshir holds the carbon is still kosher. Zarak v'smol, if the Kohen threw the blood with his left hand, possibly disqualified the carbon. Rabbi Shimon Machshir, Rabbi Shimon says it is kosher. Why? Because the Torah only uses the word kahuna in regards to catching the blood or throwing the blood. And according to Rabbi Shimon, if you only have the word kahuna, it doesn't necessarily mean the right. It could even mean the left.
So we have this opinion?
We don't agree with Rabbi Shimon. No, no, no way. We say everything has to do with the right. Ve'el asked the Gemara, Adam Rava, this that Rava said, Yad Yad L'kmitza, that there's a Gzeira Shava. We have the word Yad Yamin in regards to a Mitzora. And it says the word yad, actually kaf, it says palm in regards to the kmitza. So just like in Mitzora where it said hand, it meant the right hand. So to the kmitza where it says hand, it means the right hand. Lamali, why do I need the gzeira shava? According to Reish Lakish, mikuhuna nafka. We have the fact that it says v'kamat ha-kohen. And according to Reish Lakish, wherever it says kohen, it means the right. Answer the Gemara. Chad l'komets, I need two psukim. Because one source is to tell me that when the Kohen takes the fistful, he has to use his right hand. V'chad, and the other is l'kimut, l'kidush kometz. The one is that after he takes the fistful, he has to drop the fistful into a kli shares to make it holy. Then he puts the spices into that kli shares. So that act of dropping it into the kli shares, it also has to be done with the right. That's why I need two verses to say he needs to have the right hand for kmitza, one kahuna and one yad. So now, we're going to learn later that if the Kohen takes the fistful of the dough out of the mincha and he puts it into a vessel that's not a kli shares, that disqualifies the karban and the karban mincha, but Rabbi Shimon holds that the karban mincha is still kosher. And there's an argument amongst the Amoraim between what is the view of Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Shimon doesn't believe in general that you need to put the kometz into a holy vessel. However, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, Rabbi Shimon, who says that the carbon is still kosher, agrees that first it had to go into a holy vessel. What it means is that it went into the holy vessel, then it can go into a secular vessel. But it first had to go into a holy vessel. So now the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yanai's view, in Rabbi Shimon, the lo boy kiddush kometz, who says that the fistful of a mincha doesn't even have to go into a holy vessel. Now, even according to the other view, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, the boy kiddush kometz, that according to Rabbi Shimon, it does need to go into a holy vessel. Rabbi Shimon, but still, but we know that he holds that according to Rabbi Shimon, that could go in, that could be done by the left. So if that's the case, so yad yad derava lamali. So now what do I need? This second source of right, the gzeira shava. It says yad yamin in regards to mitzora, and it says yad in regards to kmitza, that the kmitza, the sanctification of the kmitz has to be done by the right. One second. According to some opinions, you don't even need a sanctification. And according to other opinions, it could be done by the left. So then what do they do with the words yad yad? So the Gemara adds, ilik mitza gufe, if we're going to say that the pasuk is needed, that the actual taking of the fistful has to be done by the right hand. Ali b'drabi Shimon, but according to Rabbi Shimon, midrabi Yehuda b'drabi Chia nafka, that we already learned from Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Chia taught. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei Rabbi Chia, my time with Rabbi Shimon. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Shimon who says that if the fistful is placed into a non-holy vessel, it's still kosher? So I'm Rabbi Chia, because the pasuk says, Kodesh Kadashim hi kachatas v'ka'asham. It is holiest of holies, like the chatas and the asham. So that's what it's saying. Why does it say that the mincha is like the chatas and the asham? It's to say like this. Bal ovda biyad, if he doesn't want to actually put the fistful into a vessel, he just wants to take the fistful out of the bowl and then walk it in his hand up to the mizbeach. Ovda biyad, he can do all the service with his hand. Kachatas, like the chatas, where the placements of the blood are done by the hand. Bal ovda bekli, if he wants to do the service in a vessel by putting the fistful into a holy vessel, ovda bismol, he can actually do it with the left. Ke'asham, like the asham, where we know there is some activity done with the asham in the left in regards to a mitzora. We said that the blood, the oil, is put into the left palm of the kohen, and he dips his finger into the left palm, and his right finger, and he puts from the right finger onto the right finger of the mitzora. But the oil's on the left palm. So therefore, he could do service, if he's doing it with a vessel, he can even do it in the left. So if that's the case, so why do we need the Gzeira Shava of Yad Yad to tell me that things have to be done by the right? Answer the Gemara, Lo Nitzricha, Yad Yad was needed, El Lekomet, to Minchas Chote. If somebody walked into the Beis HaMikdash when he was impure, he has to bring a mincha as a sin offering. That fistful that's taken from it has to be done with the right. It can't be done with the left. And that's learned from Yad Yad, from the Gzeira Shava, from Mitzora. Sal Kadat, I mean, would have thought to say, Ho Vam Rabbi Shimon, since Rabbi Shimon says that the Minchas Chote does not get the oil and it does not get spices because we don't want to adorn it, Shloye Karbanu Mehudar, because we don't want it to be an adorned carbon. Therefore, Ki Kametzle Nami Bismol Tiskasher, even if you would take a fistful with the left, it should be kasher because we don't want to make this carbon special. Kamash Malan, that's when you need Gzeira Shava, that here, if he took the fistful with the left, it would be pasul based on the Gzeira Shava of Yad Yad, but I don't need the Gzeira Shava of Yad Yad for the placement of the komets into a holy vessel, because according to Rabbi Shimon, some say he doesn't even need it, and some say according to Rabbi Shimon, and those who say that he does need it, say that it can be done actually by the left, because it's compared to Asham, which has some service in the left.
This dipping happens.